Hey, don't do things, then for a chance to make your dog famous and win great prizes and nationwide dog dugout sweepstakes. Visit nilb.com/dog dugout sweepstakes. Your same QR code is entered. Nationwide is the official pet insurance of Minor League Baseball, which offers industry-leading pet insurance for dogs and other pets as well. Nationwide is on your side.
Tyler Stevenson's hurt again. It's time for him to stop playing catch. Someone fouled the ball off his shoulder. Guy had a dribbler in front of the plate and couldn't throw the ball to first.
Thank you. A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. As De La Cruz, a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Here to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on a sunny but humid Friday night and the start of the final 7.5 weeks of the 2022 season as your Daytona Tortugas get ready to take on the Palm Beach Cardinals in a three-game series here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 7:05 first pitch here tonight from the Jack. Daytona taking on the Cardinals for a three-game series. Cardinals entering play today, leading the Eastern Division in the second half. A game up of the first half champions, Mets. 4.5 up on Daytona, who sits in fourth place out of four teams in the division. But Daytona will have one of their hottest pitchers on the mound tonight. Tanner Cooper, 4-2, with an ERA of 3 on the year. That the lowest ERA on the roster, has an earned run average of just over 1 in his last four appearances dating back to June. For the Cardinals tonight, it'll be the right-hander Carlos Guarate. He has an ERA under 2 in his last eight outings, so two of the hotter pitchers in the Florida State League will square off against one another here today. Daytona did make a roster move after the All-Star break. Jay Allen II reinstated off the injured list earlier today, had missed 17 games with a right oblique strain dating back to June the 28th. Not in the lineup tonight is Jay, but did take batting practice, went through whole practice with the team the last 2 days, and would imagine you will see him back in action here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark at some point this weekend. We'll take a break here on the pregame show when we come back. During our last series, in Tortugas left fielder tonight, that is Michael Trautwein, before he hit his first career home run. Spoke about his journey to pro baseball, his baseball lineage within his own family, and much, much more. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Daytona and Palm Beach, Reds and Cardinals in Florida State League Baseball coming up next on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside catcher and now a little bit of an outfielder, Michael Trautwein. Michael, welcome back down here to Daytona Beach. It's been a whirlwind couple of weeks for you back down here in Daytona. How's the experience been for you?
It's been good, man. You know, we got a good coaching staff down here, really good group of guys. You know, it's been fun playing some ball, having a good time, and man, we played some cool spots, cool stadiums, so I'm enjoying it.
What's it been like for you here the last couple of days now here in Tampa at the Yankee Spring Training Complex? This place is absolutely massive. Is it ever overwhelming sometimes, some of these big ballparks you play in on the road?
You know, I wouldn't use the word overwhelming, but it is pretty cool to see. You come out to these parks and, you know, especially this one here, it's so big and it's so, I guess it just, you know, it reminds you of Yankee Stadium, so it's a pretty cool experience. And yeah, like, you know, all the facilities we play at are pretty great, so can't complain.
And speaking of playing New York affiliated teams, last week you're taking on the St. Lucie Mets, and you're in the lineup on Friday night, and there's some pitcher by the name of DeGrom on the hill facing off against you guys. What was it like in the clubhouse before the game, you know, going over scouting reports for a two-time NL Cy Young Award winner?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we were pretty amazed to ever live. He's arguably the best pitcher in our generation. So you kind of see a talent like that day in, day out growing up, and, you know, you finally get a chance to face a guy like that. It's pretty cool. So we're all talking about, you know, facing the locker room and, you know, hoping we can put something in play, have a good at bat, and, you know, you see him on the mound when you're in the box, and it's like a pretty surreal moment. It's pretty cool.
What was it like for you stepping in that box for the first time, staring him down, and the first pitch you foul it off? What was going through your mind when you fouled off that first pitch?
You know, I knew he obviously throws hard, and he's got that nasty slider that's coming in at like 94. So I fouled off the first fastball and was pretty upset. I was like, man, I really hope I don't get a slider right here. You know, of course he goes slider, swing and miss, swing and miss, and had probably one of his easier at bats in his career. But you know, it was just cool to say you face a guy like that, and you know, you try to treat it like a regular at bat, but sometimes it's pretty hard when DeGrom's on the mound, you know.
It was really cool seeing not only yourself have some success against him in the box, but your teammates had three base hits against him, something that he hadn't given up in quite a while in this league. What was it like for you guys in the dugout watching Austin Callahan, first and foremost, almost take him deep, and then, you know, Jack and Steven pick up base hits, and for the most part, through the three innings you pitched, each and every one of you had some pretty good at-bats, you know, fouling off pitches and at least making them work a little bit more than other teams have.
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job. You know, obviously Callahan, it's a laser, you know, right center. That's such an awesome swing, and it's, you know, it's a cool moment to do it off a guy like that. But yeah, like, up throughout the order, I thought we put some good at-bats, and you know, we kind of made him earn his outs, and you know, it's fun to watch guys compete against him.
Now, you played a lot of catcher last year after being drafted by the Reds organization. You played a little bit more outfield during the course of this year, not just here in Daytona, but in Dayton as well. You've had a few starts out in left field. Have you had any experience in the outfield before this year, and what's that been like for you, getting some opportunities in the outfield just to make sure you get in the lineup a little bit more?
Yeah, so I have fairly brief experience in the outfield. I played a little bit in summer ball after my freshman year of college, in my college seasons, midweeks and whatever. But yeah, really not too much experience. But again, you know, I think I held my own out there, and, you know, I think I'm athletic enough to play a corner outfield position or something like that. And again, it's anything to get in the lineup and try to help the team win, I'm willing to do so.
What's it like for you as a player when you're approached for something like that? Like, hey, we want to try and you out at a different position, someplace you maybe not be so comfortable in, but it's coming from a place like, hey, we want to get you in the lineup a little bit more. What's that experience like for you trying to, you know, balance both ideas?
You know, I obviously I'm a catcher first, and, you know, that's kind of where I think I belong, but I'm all about it. You know, like, if they were to tell me to play shortstop tonight, I would do it. You know, I just want to play. I want to have some fun, try to win some games. Doesn't really matter to me where I am.
One of the other great things I feel like for you is you always seem to have an incredible positive energy, and it's a lot of your teammates as well, not just here in Daytona, but when you were up in Dayton as well. Where does that positive mindset come from, and how does that help you on a day-to-day basis in baseball when it can be such a grind day in and day out?
You know, honestly, I think it comes from, you know, baseball. The nature of baseball is there's a lot of failure and there's a lot of little failure. And I think, you know, having played the game for so long and having family who've played the game for so long, just been around it so much, you kind of have to treat it like that. You have to treat it, you know, you fail, you're going to fail and it's going to happen. But if you can stay positive and try to have fun through it, like, it just makes the experience so much better. So that's kind of the way I've been approaching it. And, you know, you're going to have bad days, and that's the only guarantee in baseball, is that you'll probably have some bad days. So, you know, I try to keep a positive attitude throughout it all and be a good teammate. And, you know, I think that's kind of the stuff you'll remember in 30 years from now, you know.
You talk about your family lineage. Your grandfather was a pro ball player. Your dad was a pro ball player, a major leaguer. What's it been like for you since being drafted last year, sharing that experience with your family, to know that You know, not very many people get a chance to play pro ball, but the Troutwine family can say they have three generations of pro ball players.
It's pretty awesome, and you know, growing up hearing stories from my grandpa and my dad about their pro ball experiences on the field, off the field, cool teammates they've played with. You know, it's for me, it's kind of a cool thing to be able to add my own little stories in there too and kind of give them a newer perspective on what pro ball is like. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be telling my kids stories of my pro ball days one day. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a special moment to just, you know, sit down with your pops and grandpa and talk about pro ball. It's pretty cool.
One final question for you, Michael. We talked a little bit about this last year. We were a couple of Big Ten guys. I'm a Penn State alum. You're a Northwestern alum. We've had some Big Ten guys up and around the organization. But there's been some news in the last couple of weeks with USC and UCLA joining the Big Ten in the next couple of years. Jamal O'Gwin here is a USC alum. Dennis Boatman spent some time at UCLA. Has there been any talk and maybe new rivalries budding inside the locker room, inside the organization the last couple of weeks?
We've definitely been we've been talking about it. You know, obviously it's a pretty cool change and a big change for the Big Ten. And, you know, I always joke around that you know, my Northwestern guys will get a nice little vacation to L.A. twice a year now, which is pretty cool. And, again, you know, I'm excited to see USC, the famed football, come into Evanston on 11 a.m. on a Saturday and see what that's really about. So, you know, it's cool and, you know, it's a cool experience for Northwestern guys and Big Ten guys alike just to kind of step outside of what they're used to and see some new competition.
I was going to say, you're a little jealous that you're not going to be able to make some of those trips out to California with the Wildcats.
Yeah, that would have been a nice, you know, especially that first week of Big Ten play. It's always still about 40 degrees anywhere you go. So that would have been a nice week one of Big Ten play schedule going out to L.A. But, you know, it's cool. And I talked to buddies still at Northwestern, and I'm excited for them. They'll have a cool opportunity to see some new places.
Yeah, as a student broadcaster at Penn State, I'm jealous I don't get to make any trips out to L.A. as well. Michael Troutwine, outstanding catcher, now outfielder a little bit. Great positive influence here in Daytona Beach. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend. Starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock. We'll be right back.
It is baseball time here in Daytona Beach. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Tanner Cooper about to go through his warm-ups on the mound. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Palm Beach Cardinals, put together by their acting manager this weekend, Kadeem Octave. Jeremy Rivas leads off. He is the shortstop tonight for Palm Beach. Thomas Francisco is batting second at first base. Aaron McKeithen behind the plate hits third. Matt Chamberlain, left fielder in the cleanup spot. Elijah Cabell bats fifth in right. Sonder Mora bats sixth. He is the third baseman. Yon Torres will be the DH batting seventh. Addison Cruz, center fielder, hits eighth. And Lisandro Espinosa, 19-year-old second baseman, will bat ninth for the Cardinals. Daytona's lineup against Carlos Guarate, put together by their manager, Cookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at third. Stephen Layton bats second as the shortstop. Jack Rogers, right fielder, hits third. Michelle Triana cleans up at first base. Hayden Jones behind the plate in the five spot. Michael Troutwine, our pregame guest, will hit sixth in left field. Braylon Minier bats seventh at second. Yasiel Pino, DH in the 8-hole, and Fidel Castro, center field. So today, not only the start of the second half, but the start of some new rules, particularly one new rule here in the Florida State League. If you come out to the Jack or on the road, there will be lines emanating from the very back point of second base to the lip of the outfield grass, or in this case, the turf here in Daytona. No infielder can stand within that area. Otherwise, it'll be a violation, and the batting team will either get to choose the result of the pitch, the result of the play if the ball is put in play, or an automatic ball. Jeremy Rivas is ready. Tanner Cooper is ready. Our first pitch of the ball game is low for ball one, and we are underway at 7:08 Eastern time. Cooper standing at 6 feet 2, 217 pounds. As there is a called strike, it is 1-1. Cooper, 22 years old, from Farmington, New York, Reds' 35th round pick in 2019 out of Finger Lakes Community College. That's down and away for ball two. Cooper making his 17th appearance and 11th start, 4-2, a ERA of 3. As Rivas out in front of the off speed, it's 2-2. One save, 60 hits in 66 innings, 15 walks, 66 strikeouts. The righty's 2-2 pitch, and Rivas takes outside. It's a full count. Rivas hitting at 255 in 79 games, 13 doubles, no homers, 22 RBIs. The payoff pitch, and this one poked in the air in a shallow left. Waiting on it, now coming in a few steps is Troutwine. And still in the sunlight, makes the catch for the first out of the ballgame. One away. Brings up the first baseman, Thomas Francisco. Francisco was still up with High A Peoria the last time these two teams met at the tail end of June. Playing in his eighth game back with the Palm Beach Club, 10-4-26, as he pulls out on a changeup. It is 0-1. 385 average for Francisco. Three doubles, a homer, and nine RBIs. This one pulled on the ground. It's quickly 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Cooper tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Michael Troutwine, Fidel Castro, and Jack Rogers. The 0-2. And this one hit on the ground to first. Fielded by Triana. Underhand shovel to Cooper over to cover. And there is two out in the top of the first. Sends up the catcher, Aaron McKeithen, 286 on the year, 13 extra base hits, 3 homers, 20 RBIs. Third to first around the infield for Daytona, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Braylon Minier, and Michelle Triana. And the first pitch to McKeithen, hit in the air to center, gliding to his left, back a few steps is Castro with two hands. He'll make the catch, and that closes out a 1-2-3. Top of the first, Tanner Cooper retires the side on 10 pitches. At the end of half an inning, it is Palm Beach nothing and Daytona coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Carlos Guarate warming up on the mound for the Cardinals. Quick run through of Daytona. Dodgers at top of the lineup. Triana Jones and Troutwine in the middle of the order with Minier, Pino, and Castro rounding out the Daytona 9. Carlos Guarate on the mound for the Cardinals tonight, standing at 6'2", 178 pounds. 21 years old from Tinaquillo in Venezuela, acquired by the Cardinals in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Back over the winter. Austin Callahan will lead off for Daytona here in the bottom of the first. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch to Austin is skied in the air. Left center field. Over to his right is Cruz. He'll slow down and over his left shoulder. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Here in the bottom of the first inning. Sends up Stephen Layton. Drove in Daytona's only three runs in game one on Sunday. Three-run shot in the left field is career-high seventh home run of the year. 254 average, 22 extra base hits. That leads the team. Seven homers, 25 RBIs. And Layton takes outside and low for ball one. Guarate, his 18th appearance, 11th start for Palm Beach, 4-4 record. A 3.56 ERA. Pause for Guarate on the first base side, the 1-0. Layton takes outside for ball two. Guarate, 63 hits allowed in 65 and two-thirds innings, 20 walks, 52 strikeouts, a 2.51 opponent average. The 2-0. Layton, a hard line drive foul. Out beyond the Tortuga bullpen and left, it is 2-1. Defensive alignment behind Guarate tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Matt Chamberlain, Addison Cruz, and Elijah Cabell. 2-1. Breaking ball popped up in a shallow right. Long run out for Espinosa coming on Cabell. He can't make the play. Layton on his way to second. Throw there. Gets by the shortstop, Rivas. A bloop double for Stephen Layton. His team leading 23rd extra base hit of the year. His 12th two-bagger and Daytona with a man in scoring position. They have the game's first hit. Hit in a no-man's land out in a shallow right field. Long run out for Espinosa. Coming on strong was Cabell. And the ball bounced in between them, and once it took the big hop off the outfield turf, Layton made the turn for second. Good throw may have got him, but it was not. Now it is Jack Rogers. And the lefty swinging right fielder takes a strike. It is 0-1. Lights have flickered on here at the stadium. Rogers hitting 261. 19 extra base hits for homers, 23 RBIs. Was hitless on Sunday. 1-0. Rodgers a hard liner into right center field, a base hit into the gap, and will roll all the way to the base of the wall. Leighton will walk home. Rodgers makes the turn for three. Espinosa's relay throw offline, not in time. It's Jack Rodgers with an RBI triple, and three batters into the second half. Daytona has a 1-0 first inning lead. His team leading fifth triple of the year. And he smoked it, and once the ball got past Cabell to his right, it was off to the races, 110 miles an hour. Off the bat on that line drive from Rodgers. 24th RBI for Jack. And now a man at third with one out for Michel Triana. Lights are on, and Triana swings through that breaking ball down and in. It is 0-1. Triana hitting 215. 18 extra base hits, 6 homers. Leads the team with 31 RBIs. The 0-1, down and in. It is 1-1. Third to first around. Jeremy Rivas, Lisandro Espinosa, and Thomas Francisco with Aaron McKeithen doing the catching behind the plate. The 1-1, Triana takes up and away. 2-1. Right now here in Daytona Beach, 88 degrees. It's been humid like it's been across the country this week. Real feel at 98 still here. Quarter past 7 as Triana out in front. 88-mile-an-hour pitch from Guarate. It's 2-2. 5-mile-per-hour wind gusts. American flag out in center blowing straight out. The 2-2 pitch got him swinging. Off speed down at 79. And Triana down on strikes. First strikeout tonight for Guarate. Brings up Hayden Jones. Lefty swinging catcher. Entering the night, hitting at 242. And the first pitch to Jones, humpback liner in her right, coming on Cabell. He won't get there. Down for a base hit. Leaps to prevent it from going over his head. Scoring from third is Rodgers. It's an RBI single for Hayden Jones. His 20th of the year and his first pitch seen in the second half. Produces an RBI and Daytona has a 2-0 lead. Another well-placed base hit by Daytona. Sends up the left fielder, Michael Troutwine. Came on defensively in game one on Sunday before the walk-off for Tampa. As Troutwine takes outside for ball one. Troutwine had one of the best games of his career on Thursday night, rather Friday night against Tampa. Went 2-for-3 in one of the two games as this one pummeled in the air, left center field, back into his right, Cruz to the warning track, slowing down, and all he can do is turn and watch the second career home run for Michael Troutwine. Picks up right where he left off on Friday night in Tampa. Number two on the year, 496 miles an hour off the bat, 412 feet, and Daytona's six batters into this homestand have a 4-0 lead. As I was about to say, Troutwine picked up his first RBI in his first at-bat, his second in his second at-bat on Friday, and he's doubled both with one swing here on Friday. Brings up Braylon Menier, and he attacks the first pitch, line drive center field coming on Cruz, and he'll able to make the catch over his shoulder to end the inning. But what a start back for Daytona Beach. 4 runs, 4 hits. And not a soul left on base at the end of one. 4-0 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a 3-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Law Shaker Assault as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk, courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd, for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. So Tanner Cooper spotted to an early 4-0 lead as he moved to the top of the second inning. Heart of the lineup, two up for the Cardinals, Chamberlain, Cabell, and Mora. Matt Chamberlain started the year with High A Peoria, joined the Cardinals the last time they were here in Daytona Beach back in late May. Righty against lefty, and the first pitch to Chamberlain. Taken for a called strike. It is 0-1. Chamberlain, left-handed batter, hitting at .215 with the Cardinals in 42 games. As this one pulled down the right field line, fair and into the corner. First hit of the contest for Palm Beach. Chamberlain on his way for second. He'll make the turn and head for three. Here comes the relay throw by Manier. It's offline, gets away from Callahan. Backed up there by Tanner Cooper. It's a leadoff triple for Matt Chamberlain, his third three-bagger in a Cardinal uniform. And a few pitches into the second inning. Cardinals have a rally brewing. A man at third and nobody out. Well placed into the right field corner. Sends up the right fielder Elijah Cabell. Drafted out of Florida State, hitting .157 in 35 games. 17-4-108 as time is called. A double, four homers. 15 RBIs on the year for the righty. Righty against righty. And Cooper's first pitch fouled off. It is 0-1. Umpire and crew here today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. It is Warren Eubanks with Sam Carey on the bases. The 0-1 off the hands. The count quickly moves to 0-2. Cardinals leading the Eastern Division in the second half entering tonight. And another late swing fouled off the support beam of the grandstand and back towards the mound. Stays at 0-2. Margaritaville night here at the Jacks. So Daytona wearing some yellowish green Margaritaville floral pattern uniforms tonight. Another 0-2 pitch, and this one yanked on the ground. A foul ball behind third. Called foul by the home plate umpire, Eubanks. And so it will remain a two-strike count on Cabell. But Tortugas arched across the chest in dark green numerals on the back with a powder blue border. White pants, Cooper has him all the way down to his ankles. White on white cleats, staked into the ballpark mound. Another 0-2. This time he gets him swinging. Elevated a pitch at 79. And there is Tanner Cooper's first strikeout tonight. One away in the inning for the third baseman, Sonder Mora. Mora hitting at .172 in 66 games, 33 for 192. 10 extra base hits, 3 homers, 14 RBIs as Mora chases the high fastball Jones bluffs a throw behind Chamberlain at third, and Chamberlain lost his footing, had to crawl back to the base. Count 0-1 on Mora. Tortuga's two-tone cap tonight. Powder blue back panel, white front panel, powder blue bill. As Jones slides to the right to stop that breaking ball, it's 1-1. Paradise green, Sheldon Tortuga head logo on the front of that white panel. 1-1. Mora, fly ball into right. Rogers waiting on it. He'll make the catch. Tagging from third is Chamberlain. Here comes the throw from Rogers up the third baseline and a tad late. It's a sacrifice fly for Sonder Mora, his 15th ribby of the year. And the Cardinals get a run back here in the second. It is 4-1. Brings up Yon Torres. 221 average in 24 games for the Cardinals. Righty's first pitch, and this one pulled down the left field line, foul. Top of the Tortugas training room. Count moves to 0-1. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here from Daytona Beach. Tortugas a 4-1 lead. The 0-1. This breaking ball hit in the air to right. Rogers drifting back a little bit now in a few steps. He'll make the catch with a slight bend in his knees. And the side retired for the Cardinals in the inning. But Matt Chamberlain's leadoff triple produces a run. Cardinals get that one on one hit. And nobody left at the end of one and a half. 4-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Pino, Fidel Castro, Austin Callahan, the 3-2 up for Daytona in the inning. Tortugas a 4-1 lead, first game back here following the All-Star break. Righty batting Pino, the DH, will lead off. And he'll take outside from Guarate. And the count 1-0. Pino in Daytona hitting 255 in 16 games as that misses up and away 2-0. Two doubles, a homer, five RBIs. Righty's 2-0 pitch, and Pino pulls off and fouls it to the left. It's 2-1. Cardinals tonight wearing the navy alternate jerseys. White script PB logo on the front left-hand side of the chest. Bird on a bat logo stationed between the two letters. This popped up. Foul ground, third base side. Mora on the warning track. Rivas, the shortstop behind him, reaches back behind his head, nearly suplexes his shoulder, and able to haul it in for the first out here in the second inning. Jeremy Rivas nearly dislocated his shoulder trying to make that catch, but able to successfully make the play with that ball dripping back towards fair ground. So Pino retired on the foul pop. sends up the center fielder, Fidel Castro. Righty pitcher against the lefty batter. Castro takes outside for ball one. He had a base hit on Sunday, hitting 220, 7-31 games. Squarate working fast. This one fouled aside. It's 1-1. Castro, two doubles, four homers, nine RBIs. 1-1. Castro takes a strike. Inside corner, it's quickly 1-2. Gray pants, Squarate has him down to his ankles as Castro strikes out swinging. 90-mile-an-hour fastball in. Second strikeout. Back to the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Callahan flied out to center. Leading off in the first inning, 0-1. White numerals front and back on those navy jerseys. Along with the gray pants as Callahan takes outside. Red and white cleats for Guarate, Nike brand. Into the ballpark mound, red cap, red bill. As Callahan a line drive into right center field, another hit. Fifth knock already for Daytona. Austin Callahan has his first hit of the game. And Daytona with one on and two out for Stephen Lee. Bloop double to right last inning. Scored on the Rogers triple. White script PB logo on the front of that red cap. Bird on a bat perched between the two letters. Stephen Layton takes a called strike. It is 0-1. Dimensions here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark for those who have never been. 317 down the line in left, 400 is straightaway center. And 325 to the pole in right as Layton, a little bit tardy on that swing, fouls it to the right. First base way, it is 0-2. Guarate works from the first base side. The 0-2 pitch and Layton off the hands. Skies one shallow right, coming on is Cabell. And he'll use two hands to squeeze it and end the inning. Daytona picks up a two-out single, but can't push him across at the end of two. 4-1 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
And 1-2 up for the Cardinals. Top of the third inning. Daytona a 4-1 lead. Fancy to get your group to their big event. Then ride with Escott Bus Lines as Cruz fouls this to the right. It's 0-1. The official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas, Escott Bus Lines, has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. The 0-1 high. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Cruz hitting a buck, 52 in 53 games, the 1-1. Called strike outside. Half hits 1-2. Cruz 25 for 165. Nine extra base hits, two homers. 13 batted in, the 1-2. Got him swinging. Nearly lost his helmet on the swing. Trying to get his hands up on 78. Second strikeout for Cooper. The third for the second baseman, Lisandro Espinosa. Espinosa, one of the newest members of the Cardinal roster, added after 17 games in the Florida Complex League, 5-4 his first 28 in the FSL. As he swings off the hands in his shallow left, coming on, Troutwine will make the catch. And there are quickly two out in the inning. Back to the top of the order in Jeremy Rivas. Fly ball to left in the first inning, 0-1. Cooper been so good for Daytona as of late. Coming into tonight, his last four outings. That one low, it is 1-0. Cooper, 1-1 record, but a 1.06 ERA, just two earned in 17 innings, 11 hits, four walks, 21 strikeouts in that span as that misses outside for ball two. When you stretch it out even further, going back to the tail end of May, Cooper's been one of the best qualified pitchers in the league. This one off the end of the bat, it's 2-1. Cooper, 2.31 ERA in his last nine appearances, six starts. As Rivas checks his swing, called strike anyway atop the zone. It is 2-2. Over that stretch, second in the league in ERA and whip, trailing only the Cardinals' Enoan Paniagua. Rivas sends this one into the right field seats. It is still 2-2. Cooper's ERA 3 points higher than Paniagua's. His whip 0.2 higher. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. He did not go, says carry on appeal. And for the second time in two plate appearances, Rivas has run it full. Payoff pitch. That's a little tapper towards the mound. Cooper fields, throws on to first. Accurately, not a lot of juice behind it, but enough to get Rivas and close out his second 1-2-3 inning of the night. Cardinals go in order on 12 pitches. 2.5, the Tortugas Radio Network.
Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jack Rogers, RBI triple and a run scored in the opening inning. He'll lead off against Guarate in the third. 3-4 and 5 due up for Daytona. And the first pitch of the inning to Rogers hits the bottom of the zone, down and away. Called strike at 0-1. Guarate hiding his eyes behind that black and red mitt as Rogers way out in front of the off speed. Down and in, it's quickly 0-2. First game back after the All-Star break for both sides. 0-2 pitch. Rogers lines this one through the hole between first and second. Another base hit. Over to cut it off to his left is Cabell. That'll hold Rogers to his single. He's 2 for 2 tonight. And Daytona has the leadoff man on here in the third. First time they've put the leadoff man on tonight. Now it's Michelle Triana. Struck out his first time 0 for 1. Rogers, his 11th multi-hit game of the season. Righty against lefty. And the first baseman takes outside for ball one. Triana, 0 for 3 on Sunday against the Tarpons. He's just 2 for 16 in that series on the road. 1-0. Outside for ball two. Triana has played as well against the Cardinals as any team this season. 3.06 average against them. Coming into play tonight with 3 of his 6 home runs. He takes a strike. Fastball in at 89. It's 2-1. Third baseman Mora well off the line. Infielders here have abided by the new pie-shaped rule. The line's emanating from second as Triana off the hands to second. Could be two. On a second for one, Espinosa. Rivas back to first, double play. 4-6-3 twin killing. And just like that, leadoff single erased, two out for the catcher, Hayden Jones. RBI single and scored on the Troutwine home run his last time up. Jones, during the break, had a chance to drive out to Dothan, Alabama. As time called for the batter, Triana, to get back to the dugout. But drove the 5 or so hours from Florida to Alabama as this one fouled off the leg of the catcher, McKeithen. Rolls all the way to first base, tries to tell the Cardinal training staff he's all right, back up on his feet. It's 0-1. Jones checking to make sure his counterpart is doing all right. He drove all the way out to Alabama to see his fiance. Spend some time with his fiance and her family. The 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Was able to make it through the poor weather on Sunday after the second game of the doubleheader suspended. Will be picked back up here in Daytona in early September as Jones takes outside for ball two. Game will start, restart at 5:35 that day. This one off the end of the bat into right center field. Long run in, racing to his right, Cabell. And the right fielder will make the catch on the move to end the inning. So the Cardinals face the minimum. After the base hit and double play, no runs a hit, nobody left. Three innings complete. Still a 4-1 Daytona lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-25 by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper back to the mound as we move to the top of the fourth inning here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. 2-3-4 to up for the Cardinals. I'd like to wish a very happy birthday to our MILB.com stringer, the wonderful wife of our general manager. Happy birthday to Stephanie Jaworski, spending her day at the ballpark today. Hope she has a wonderful day, as do the rest of you tuning in wherever you may be here on this Friday night. Thomas Francisco grounded out to first, his first time. He takes low and inside for ball one. Francisco dominated this league after being drafted last year. It's a 19th round pick of the Cardinals out of East Carolina. That one outside and high, it is 2-0. Hit 333 in 23 games for getting moved up to high A. Francisco takes a strike, it's 2-1. Struggled a bit at high A this year, was hitting just 198 in 45 games. Did have 27 RBIs as this one reached four, laced down the left field line, and a base hit over Troutwine's head and up against the Geico sign. Francisco rounds first. He's on his way to second in there, standing with his fourth double back in the Florida State League. So Tampa, rather Palm Beach, has a leadoff extra base hit. Second time they've done that tonight. Sends up the catcher, Aaron McKeithen. Flied out to center. In his first trip, he is 0-1. McKeithen, 21-game on base streak, entering tonight for the Cardinals, dating back to June the 21st. Righty-righty matchup, and McKeithen takes low. It's 1-0. Six, Aaron is. Over those 21 games, nine extra base hits and 12 RBIs. OPS just under 1,000, the 1-0. Up and away. And the count 2-0. McKeithen, good baseball bloodlines. Older brother Joel played college ball at Vanderbilt and NC State. Also played independent ball for a number of years. As that one up and in, ball three. Played for the Gateway Grizzlies, the Southern Illinois Miners, Lake Erie Crushers in the Frontier League. Was drafted by the Rockies out of high school, didn't sign. Is the hitting coach for the Phillies short season team in Williamsport, Pennsylvania in 2019, but has an even closer connection to the team that McKeithen, his younger brother, is playing against tonight. As Aaron takes a strike, it's 3-1. His older brother, Joel, is the current Reds assistant hitting coach at the major league level tonight in Cincinnati as they take on, you guessed it, the St. Louis Cardinals. As this one hit on the ground a second, runner will advance to third, fielded to his left by Manier. Easy play on first for the opening out. So a man at third, one away. Sends up Matt Chamberlain, tripled and scored in the second inning. But not only is Joel McKeithen the Reds assistant hitting coach, his other brother Tim is a hitting operations coordinator for the Pirates. So they have all corners of the National League Central pretty much covered. This one hit in the air to left. Back into his right, Troutwine. This should score the run. Making the catch in front of the warning track is the converted catcher. Scoring from third, Francisco. It's a sacrifice fly for Matt Chamberlain, his 22nd RBI with Palm Beach. And Daytona's lead has been whittled to two. It is 4-2. Base is empty, two out for Elijah Cabell. Struck out his first time, 0-1. He takes high here to start his second plate appearance. 180 average in 20 games since returning off the injured list. 1-0, yanked towards the Tortugas alternate, rather auxiliary bench. It is 1-1, Cabell. 17th round pick of Palm Beach and St. Louis last year. Out of Florida State, the 1-1. And Cabell laid on the fastball high at 89. It's 1-2. From Altamont Springs is Cabell. Attended the TNXL Academy in Altamont after spending a couple years at Winter Park High School here in Florida. 1-2. Sent to the mesh netting up at the press level, causing some woes from the press box crew to my right. We got netting in front of the windows here, though. Everyone should be good. Not like the old days when it was the chicken wire that could get cut through. As the 1-2 high, 2-2, something I learned, I guess it was before the 2005 season or after the 2004 season, this current netting system was put in place. 1-2, Cabell High towering drive right center field. Back goes Castro, warning track wall. And all he can do is turn and watch that one land in the parking lot. Elijah Cabell with his fifth home run of the year. And the Altamont Springs native has cut Daytona's lead to one. It is 4-3. Home run number 5, RBI number 16. 100 miles an hour off the bat, 432 feet, no doubt on that one. And the Cardinals scored all three of their runs in even-numbered innings and have trimmed Daytona's four-run lead down to a single tally. Sends up Sonder Mora. This one hit on the ground and through the hole between third and short for a base hit. Mora, a sack fly back in the second, now has a single. And the Cardinals have the tying run on with two out for the DH, Yon Torres. Torres fly ball to right his first time. 0 for 1 tonight. Daytona's bullpen up and working down the left. Looks to be Hunter Parks loosening in the pen. Righty against righty. Cooper's first pitch darts the outside half. Count moves to 0-1. Torres acquired by the Cardinals back in 2018. The deal that sent Oscar Mercado to Cleveland. As Torres swings through the fastball, down it's 0-2. Cardinals also acquired outfielder Connor Capel in that deal, made his major league debut earlier this summer. One on, two out. Two in, the 0-2 pitch. On the outside corner, Torres knew it. Strike three to end the inning. So Cooper picks up his third K, but the Cardinals pick up two runs on three hits and leave a man aboard at the end of three and a half. It is 4-3 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal cover or exchange tickets. Plus, you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Michael Troutwine leading off for Daytona here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tortugas a 4-3 lead. Two-run homer to left, his first time up. He takes a called strike. First pitch missed. It is 1-1. Troutwine, Meneer, and Pino, the three do up. As Troutwine pulls his head out on the off speed, it is 1-2. One-two pitch. And Troutwine waits back. And lines this one towards the third base Riverwalk. Stays at a ball and two strikes. Of course, since we spoke to you last, the MLB draft has come and gone as Troutwine snags a piece to stay alive. Started on Sunday night, ended on Tuesday. Reds seemingly had a very impressive draft, according to prognosticators, as Troutwine takes low. Count 2-2. The man they took with their first pick, number 18 overall. Some guys had him going in the top five. This is a ground ball to first. Big hop up towards the chest of Francisco. Stays with it and takes it to the bag himself for the opening out of the fourth inning. Brings up Braylon Manning. Collier won't turn 18 until November. Had been predicted in the top five, at the very least the top 10. Once I saw him still available at 17, had a feeling the Reds would take him, and they did, as Manier takes a strike. Lined out to center his first time, the 0-1. And Manier off the end of the bat into the third base bleachers. It's 0-2. But Cam is the son of former big leaguer Lou Collier. He was the top-ranked member of next year's high school class, but went the Bryce Harper route. The 0-2 pitch, Manier snags a piece to stay alive. Reclassified, got his GED, moved on to play at Chipola Junior College in Mariana, Florida, where Ivan Johnson, a 2021 Tortuga, attended, as Manier strikes out on the breaking ball. Down in the zone, Guarate picks up another strikeout. That's his third. Two out in the fourth for Yasiel Pino. Fouled out to short his last time. But Collier pushed himself, playing JUCO ball in what would have been his senior year of high school, as Pino swings and hits a towering fly ball to left. Back into his left, Chamberlain. Warning track by the wall. He can't make the play. It's off the base of the fence. Fielded by Cruz, fires in towards third base. And Yasiel Pino is there with a stand-up double. Ballpark just barely big enough to hold it. His third two-bagger in Daytona. And the Tortugas are the man in scoring position for Fidel Castro. Struck out his first time, 0-1. But Collier hit .333, had a .537 slugging percentage at Chipola, had 8 home runs, 12 doubles, and nearly as many strikeouts as he did walks. Dancing off his second is Pino. And McKeithen receives a strike from the right-hander Guarate, 0-1 on Castro. Not really known what caused Collier to slip from the top of the first round. He's the youngest player in Cape Cod Baseball League history this summer, playing for the Kitsuit Kettleers. It is 0-2. Teammate with the Reds' fourth round pick at both Chipola and Kitsuit in Kenya Huggins, who the Reds announced today has signed. But he was the first JUCO player taken in the first round, Collier was, since Tim Anderson, White Sox All-Star in 2013. Runner goes, but Castro strikes out. Got him on the breaking ball in. And Guarate strands a man in scoring position in the fourth. No runs, a hit, one left. Four innings through. It is 4-3 Daytona. We'll have some special guests when we come back. You're on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay! I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark, That's right. Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, DaytonaTortugas.com.
Guess we'll have our friend stop by in the bottom of the inning, heading it to the top of the fifth, top of the 8 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here in Daytona Beach. Call to the bullpen for Gookie Dawkins. Hunter Parks, the new arm in the game. And the first pitch he throws to Adinson Cruz, high and tight for ball one. Park standing at 6'2", 194 pounds, 21 years old, from York, South Carolina. It's Cruz, a whippy swing and miss. It's 1-1. Parks, eighth round pick last year out of Florence Darlington Technical College in Florence, South Carolina. This one line down the left field line will get in for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Troutwine. Cruz on his way to second. And he'll be there standing with a leadoff double. Second straight inning in which the Cardinals have picked up a leadoff two-bagger to left. And the tying run in scoring position with nobody out. Seventh double of the year for Adinson Cruz. Brings up Lisandro Espinosa. Fly ball to left, his first time, 0-1. Parks, minor cross step towards third, first pitch. Fastball across at 96 for strike one. Parks making his 17th appearance, seventh out of the bullpen. 2-4, a 4.56 ERA, the 0-1. There's a called strike, snap throw by Jones behind the man at second, not in time. And it's now 0-2 on the Cardinals' second baseman. Parks, one save, 49 hits, and 53 in a third innings, 28 walks, 64 strikeouts. The 0-2 in the dirt, ball skips past Jones to his right. And on to third goes Cruz with the wild pitch. Spike the breaking ball. And now Cruz at... Infield comes in for Daytona. The 1-2. And he got him to chase high for strike three. 95 above the shoulders. First strikeout tonight for Hunter Parks. One away in the fifth. And back to the top of the Cardinal order in Jeremy Rivas. Flied out to left and grounded out to the pitcher, 0-2 tonight. Parks, 43 hits in 53 in a third innings entering tonight. 28 walks, 64 strikeouts. As that fastball yanked outside. And the count 1-0. Parks pitching for the first time since last Thursday in Tampa, the 1-0. There's a fastball at the knees, 1-1. Parks pitched in that game on Thursday where the Paul Olden PSA about the lightning delay started blaring out over the public address system in Tampa as Parks threw the last pitch before it was suspended. That outside 2-1. Teams were called off the field due to lightning. 2-1. That one way outside of the backstop, racing to the plate. Cruz, the throw not in time. A wild pitch, and the Cardinals have come all the way back from four runs down to tie it. We are all even at four. Count now 3-1 on Rivas. But that happened. Then the game was in a delay. The 3-1 inside ball 4. And Rivas on with a one-out walk. As Hayden Jones out to the mound to have a quick conversation with Parks. But it was interesting, because they never put the tarp on the field in Tampa on Thursday. So when the rain essentially washed away any chance of the game resuming. And so the game was put on hold, picked back up on Friday, where Tampa won 8-1. Todd Naskadov has come out of the dugout to join in on the discussion as well. Cardinals have a run in on one hit here in this fifth inning. One on, one out in a tie game. So, as Warren Eubanks goes to break up the meeting, the powwow breaks up itself. And the inning will continue for Thomas Francisco. Francisco doubled and scored to lead off last inning. He's also grounded out to first. He's laid on the first pitch, hit deep down the left field line, but foul on top of the Tortuga clubhouse. Count goes to 0-1. We mentioned the family bloodlines for the McKeithens, the Franciscos. A lot of ball players in that family as well. We mentioned Thomas, 19th round pick of the Cardinals last year. Is this one down and in? Gets away from Jones, ends up actually deflecting off the shin guard of the home plate umpire and back towards the pitcher's mound. Still far enough away to allow Rivas to advance on a wild pitch, count 1-1. Daytona nearly saved by the leg of the home plate umpire, but not enough. But Francisco was deemed the most intriguing background among the Cardinals' draft class last year. Is that too far inside? 2-1. Francisco from Abingdon, Virginia. Southwest portion of Virginia. Same town as the scout that signed him and he grew up in as now one low for ball three. So Abingdon, Virginia signing Abingdon, Virginia last year. Francisco also set Virginia's all-time high school hits record with 150. 3-1. Low for ball four, and Francisco works a walk. Second free pass given up by Parks in the inning. Sends up Aaron McKeithen. Fly ball to center and a ground out to second, 0-2. But it's even more impressive when you think about Francisco being Virginia's all-time hit leader. When you consider some of the great high school players that came through Virginia, Michael Kadire, David Wright, Ryan Zimmerman, and the Upton brothers. As McKeithen takes low, 1-0. Parks struggled with his command as of late, has walked multiple batters in each of his last five appearances dating back to June the 17th. As there's a strike at 93 away, it is 1-1. Rivas at second, Francisco at first in a tie game. A 1-1 pitch. McKeithen a hard grounder through the hole into left field, a base hit. They're going to send Rivas around. Here comes Troutwine's throw. Will not be cut off, but still not in time. RBI single for Aaron McKeithen. He extends his on-base streak to 22 consecutive games. His 21st RBI of the year, and the Cardinals have scored five straight to erase a four-run deficit. They lead 5-4. Stopping at second was Francisco. And so the Cardinals remain with first and second and one out for Matt Chamberlain, who takes up and away for ball one. Chamberlain, two productive at-bats tonight, tripled and scored in the second. Sacrifice fly to left made it a 4-2 game last inning. 1-0. Off the hands to the bleachers, it's 1-1. Chamberlain, tiny during the pandemic, out of the University of New Haven, D2 school in Connecticut. 1-1. That one bouncing off the plate, backhanded well by Jones. Count moves to 2-1. Final line for the starter, Tanner Cooper, tonight. goes four innings. Three runs all earned on four hits. The 2-1. This one in the air, left center field, slicing into the gap. Long run for Troutwine. That one will land between the two outfielders and bounce off the very top of the fence and stay in the field of play. Scoring is Francisco. Relay throw to the plate, not in time. McKeithen scores, sliding in feet first all the way from first. It's a two-run double for Matt Chamberlain. He has three RBIs tonight. His 23rd and 24th in Palm Beach. And the Cardinals have turned this game on its head. It is 7-4. Chamberlain, a double and a triple. Go along with his sack fly here tonight. Brings up Elijah Cabell, hit a 432-foot home run to center his last time up. Runner going, ball missed by Jones outside. But Cabell will only advance the one base on the stolen base. Yeah, he was going on that pitch. So a stolen base for Matt Chamberlain. The count 1-0 on Cabell. As Daytona's bullpen perks back up down the left field line. 1-0. And Cabell takes a strike. Top the zone, it's 1-1. Cardinals with four runs in on three hits here in the fifth inning. They lead now 7-4. Daytona led 4-0 at one point. This one a little number towards first. Triano with the corners in, looks the runner back to third. Steps on the square for the force out. Two away in the inning for the third baseman, Sonder Mora. And with Parks up at 20, that'll be all for the right-hander here tonight. Cookie Dawkins has emerged from the third base dugout. And because of pitch count, Parks will depart. And Juan Abril will take over. Cardinals with four runs in the inning, threatening for more. They lead 7-4 here in the top of the fifth. Man at third and two out on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Feels like something has changed for him over the last couple of weeks. See this dearth of performance as the first pitch from Juan Abril spiked in the dirt. Gets away from Hayden Jones, and scoring, standing up from third base, is Matt Chamberlain. So Abril comes on, throws a wild pitch, and the Cardinals add another run. It is now 8-4. Sonder Mora is the batter, eighth man to hit in the inning for the Cardinals. Has a sack fly and a single tonight. He takes outside for ball two. Abril, 5'8", 187 pounds, 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the DR. 2-0. And Mora fouls it straight back. It's 2-1. Abril making his seventh appearance in Daytona. 1-0, a 3.72 ERA, 7 hits in 9 and 2-thirds innings. 8 walks, 11 strikeouts. A 2.12 opponent average, the 2-1. Up and away for ball three. Parks' command just has not been quite what it was earlier in this season. Something I noticed a little bit during that Tampa series as Mora takes ball four. And the Cardinals have officially sent all nine men to the plate here in this top half of the fifth. Yon Torres was the last out of the fourth inning as fly to right and struck out looking. Abril pitching for the first time since Friday. He came on in relief of Parks when the game resumed. First pitch to Torres, high for ball one. Gave up a run on three hits, 2 1/3 innings. Did not record a strikeout. Joined Daytona back on June the 7th. 1-0. That one gets away from Jones to his right. And advancing to second goes Mora. It'll be a wild pitch on Juan Abril. Fifth wild pitch for Daytona here in this fifth inning. Man at second, two out, five runs in for the Cardinals. 2-0. This one line down the right field line, fair or foul, foul ball. Adjacent to the Cardinal bullpen in right, it is 2-1. Final line for Hunter Parks tonight. Two-thirds of an inning, gives up five runs, all earned on three hits. Walk two, struck out one, charged with three wild pitches. 25 pitches and 12 strikes. Officially, that is. I had 27. 2-1. Torres fouls the breaking ball back. It's even. 2-2. Cardinals, 8 runs, 7 hits. No errors, they have left 1. Daytona, 4 runs, 7 hits. No errors, they have left 2. The 2-2. High, it's a full count. Addison Cruz led off this inning with a double. Waits in the on-deck circle. Three-two coming from Abril. This is a broken bat pop-up. Little dribbler towards the third base side. Barehanded by Callahan. No play at first. Bluffs the throw. Throws back behind the runner at third. Not in time, as Mora was not deked enough by that faux throw by Callahan. So Yon Torres with a broken bat. Sort of bloop. Perfectly placed infield base hit. Just a little number that went up in the air, landed halfway up the third base line, died on the turf. And really a near impossible play for Callahan with Torres booking it up the line. So here is Cruz, 1-for-2 with a double and a run scored. The righty's first pitch. Breaking ball atop the zone. It's over. So Ortega has scored 4 runs in the bottom of the first. Since then, the Cardinals are running the second, 2 in the fourth, and 5 here in this fifth inning. The 0-1. Cruz lines it out of play to the right. And Abril ahead, no balls and 2 strikes. Twilight sky here in Daytona. Some clouds hanging off by Beach Street way down the road, all the way towards International Speedway Boulevard. Clear skies overhead here at the ballpark. The 0-2. Sails way high. Jones lost his mask, leaping to snag that pitch, and it saved a run. Got a lot of different things they do in the MLB Draft Combine. I don't know if vertical leap is one of them like they have in the NFL and NBA. But Hayden Jones just showed off his vert saved a run in the process. It's 1-2. 1-2 pitch. This one yanked foul. Leaping over it is the runner at third, Mora. Stays 1-2. Should be joined in the bottom of the inning by some good friends of co-owner Bob Fregol. Coming into town this weekend, Kevin and Sue Edwards threw out first pitches earlier today. 1-2. Inside. A little bit high as well. Two balls and two strikes. Mora at third. Torres at first. Cruz, the 10th man to bat for the Cardinals in the inning. The 2-2 pitch. It's a broken bat looper right side. Tough play by Leighton to his left. Fields it, throws on the move in time. Nicely done by Leighton to get the out and end the inning. But the Cardinals score 5 runs on 4 hits and leave a couple men aboard at the end of 4.5, halfway through. Cardinals 8, Tortugas 4 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and, of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a belly day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a belly buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Go to the bottom of the fifth. Carlos Guarate back to work for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Justin Rock joined alongside some very special guests here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Cardinals have an 8-4 lead. Top of the lineup due up for Daytona. We are joined now by Kevin and Sue Edwards from Mandeville, Louisiana. Kevin originally from Goodlettsville, Tennessee. As Callahan takes low for ball one, he's flied out and singled tonight. Sue from New Roads, Louisiana, as this one popped in the air left center field. Back into his right is Cruz. With the wind blowing out to center, he'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. Bob Fregol, co-owner of the Tortugas, hired Kevin to Procter & Gamble in the mid-'80s out of the University of Tennessee. Good old Rocky Top Sue from LSU. And apparently Bob was the one that coaxed Kevin to finally propose to marry Sue over 30 years ago. Four great kids, like cousins to the Fregol kids, all huge baseball fans. Kevin and Sue, welcome. So glad to
Thank
have you guys
you.
With us.
Hey,
Thank
glad
you.
To be here.
Happy to have you both with us as Stephen Leighton takes one for a strike. It is 0-1. Both threw out first pitches here tonight as Leighton takes a strike. 0-2. What was that like, getting a chance to throw out the first pitch? Have you guys ever done that at a baseball game before?
Oh, never.
First
How
time?
Was it, Sue?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure our kids are waiting to see the video.
Stephen Leighton strikes out for the second out here in the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Jack Rogers, has tripled and singled it tonight. So Bob threw that in a little nugget for me, that he was the one that finally pushed you to finally do the proposal 30-plus years ago. Right. So what did Bob do to finally push you to get down on one knee?
I wasn't serious at all. He told Suzanne on Valentine's Day that I was going to ask her to get married. But he didn't tell me.
So he knew before you did.
Yeah, he knew. I didn't know, but Sue knew.
No, yeah, we went to a meal, and I had every single course under the menu, and he didn't propose.
So what? When was the final moment?
Is how many months later?
About 2 months later.
I realized, oh boy, I better do something. I'm going to lose her.
Well, I think everything's worked out in the long run. Still together all these years later.
Bob denies that he did that to this day. But yes, he did.
Count 2-1 on Jack Rogers. The 2-1 outside ball three. Bases empty, two out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Cardinals an 8-4 lead. Joined by Kevin and Sue Edwards. Is this your first trip out to Daytona Beach since Bob has taken over the Tortugas?
It is. Yeah.
As Rogers takes inside ball four. Now the Tortugas have a two-out base runner here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up the first baseman, Michelle Triana, has struck out and grounded out here tonight. So what's the experience been like for you guys here in Daytona Beach the last couple of hours or so? Did you guys get to town today?
Yesterday. But the field and the stadium are outstanding. What a beautiful place.
Roddy deals to Triana. This one off the end of the bat towards second. In it to his left, Espinosa. Underhand flip to the first baseman, Francisco, covering the bag to end the inning. Guys want to stick around for another half inning?
I'm amazed that you can remember all this.
We'll keep Kevin and Sue around for one more half inning. We go to the top of the sixth. Cardinals lead by four. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobbleheads giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network, 9-1-2. Two up for the Cardinals in the inning. Justin Rock joined alongside Kevin and Sue Edwards, good friends of our co-owner Bob Fregol. Pop flying to right. Jack Rogers can't find it. It's over his head and rolls behind him. Espinosa around second on his way to third. Rogers fires in, and Espinosa is at third base with a Twilight Sky aided triple. It'll be a three-bagger for Lisandro Espinosa. That is his first three-bagger of the year. We saw that a bunch of times last year with left field being an issue, sometimes at twilight. But this time it was right field with Jack Rogers. Has not been as much of an issue this year as it was in the middle of last year. Was only visiting teams as well last year and strictly on the left-hand side of the outfield. But Cardinals have a man at third with nobody out for Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop. And he takes a called strike. It is 0-1. But we were talking in between innings, guys, that you've got a couple of sons who are big baseball fans. What are your memories from their playing days, getting a chance to go and watch them play growing
up?
Oh,
watching the kids play ball. We have two daughters, too, by the way.
They
play volleyball.
Kids. Perfect. I've called my fair share of volleyball. One of the sports I regrettably did not call in my tenure at Penn State.
Interesting.
I've done it Army. But volleyball, underrated sport to do play-by-play for. Love it.
Yeah. But watching the kids play sports was the best. You know, there were times when we thought, oh, my gosh, we're never going to make it through the weekend with four kids going in different directions. And then when it's over, it just, you realize, boy, I got a lot of time this weekend. Where are they?
Pitches high to Rivas. It is 1-2. Infield in for Daytona. Righty's 1-2. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Out is Meniere. And that one's going to land. There were three players there. Meniere, Triana, and the shortstop, Layton, and not one person called for it. It landed behind all three. It'll be a base hit for Rivas. Scoring is Espinosa, and the Cardinals have a 9-4 lead. And it's been sort of a Murphy's Law kind of night since that 4-0 start. Everything that has sort of gone wrong has gone wrong for Daytona, at least in the last two innings. Brings up Thomas Francisco. He is 1-4-2. But guys have known Bob for a long time, I assume. Worked up in the Cincinnati area in Procter & Gamble? Or where were you? I know people from Procter & Gamble are all over the place. Bob's been all over.
I met Bob at the University of Tennessee and then went to work in the New Orleans district with him. And he disliked me so much, he put me in Warsaw, Poland. Then he sent me to Moscow, Russia. Then I ended up in Brussels for a while. And then China.
So you've been all over.
And my friend said, what are you doing wrong? Why are they sending you to all these crazy places?
Well, it's sort of like working in sports. You travel all over the place, different teams, different locations. Nothing unlike one of these ball players bouncing between Florida and Ohio and Arizona and California. Yeah. 1-1 the count. Runner goes, pitch up and away. Throw down by Jones. The tag by Layton may have caught the runner in the head, but Rivas thrown out easy for the second out. But what about you, Sue? Were you at Procter & Gamble as well?
I was not. I was a school teacher, but I taught along the way in Poland and Russia and China.
What was that like for you, bouncing around from place to place, teaching in places where English is not the first language?
Well, I taught at American schools, so it was best teaching experience ever.
As a check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. On appeal, says the first base umpire, 2-2. What was your favorite part about teaching overseas?
He had small classes and all the kids listened.
That is a key thing. That is a key thing. We've got a couple of teachers in the press box over to our right. And I can guarantee you Tim LaCroix and Rick Ross can say the same. Deep right center field. Can anyone find it? And Rogers reaches out. Did he make the play? Yes, he did. On the call from the home plate umpire to end the inning. Or actually, rather, that's the second out of the inning. I lost track of how many outs there were, but a tough play by Rogers there. In the twilight sky for the second out, two away for Aaron McKeithen. So even broadcasters screw up from time to time. That's okay. McKeithen 1-for-3 tonight. Singled it to left in his last plate appearance. Was there a favorite spot for you guys in all the different travels?
China? Hands down.
I think they were all good. We hit them at the right time.
What did you like so much about China, Sue?
It was just an easy place to live. It was warm after living in Russia, and we had a great community, and it was just a great place to live with four young children.
There's a strike, 1-1. So I guess that's part of how the Fregol kids and the Edwards kids became good friends, is through all that traveling.
Yep.
As McKeithen skies one into center. Castro coming on into his right. He'll make the catch to end the inning. Now I can guarantee you that's the final out here at the top of the sixth. Kevin and Sue, anything else? Any shout-outs you'd like to give before?
No, you are
just
doing
to Bob
it.
And Laurie. And you're doing a great job.
You're doing
thank
a great
you.
Job.
Well, Kevin and Sue, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in Daytona Beach. And anytime you stop on by, we'd be happy to have you.
Hey, thanks so much. Go Tortugas.
Big thanks to Kevin and Sue Edwards making the trip all the way up from Louisiana to be here with us this weekend. To the bottom of the sixth, Cardinals a 9-4 lead here in Daytona Beach.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views.
We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hayden Jones leading off for Daytona here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Carlos Guarate back to work, swing and a miss. Count 0-1 on Hayden, takes outside 1-1. Jones, Troutwine, Manier, 5, 6, and 7, set to bat for Daytona in the frame. Cardinals a 9-4 lead. Jones takes inside and low, it's 2-1. Big thanks to Kevin and Sue Edwards for stopping by here on this Friday night as Jones fouls it away, 2-2. Got another shout out for the radio network, but we're going to save this one for the next hitter. And the family tuning in likely knows why. 2-2 pitch outside, it's a full count. Cardinals 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Tortugas 4 runs, 7 hits. No errors. They have left 3 tonight as well. Payoff pitch to Hayden, outside ball 4. And Jones is on for the second time tonight. He has a leadoff walk to start the home sixth. Brings up Michael Troutwine. Clubbed a 2-run home run to left in the first. Grounded out 2-1 his last time. Oof. Before we get to the good news, we'll give you the bad news first. And again, this is my opinion only. I have no inside information on this, but I really wonder if tonight is the last time we've ever seen Tyler Stevenson behind the plate. That outside, it's 1-0 to Troutwine as McKeithen will walk out to the mound. Cardinal bullpen starting to percolate down the right field line. Giovanni Carrara, pitching coach for the Cardinals, out the conversation. But Tyler Stevenson, the Tortuga alum, took a foul ball off his right shoulder earlier today. Stayed in the game. That same batter hit a little dribbler in front of the plate. He picked it up, tried to throw to first, and literally physically could not with his right arm. And the Reds have just announced a minute ago, literally, that Stevenson has suffered a broken right clavicle. And his timetable for return is to be determined. But that certainly feels like that's going to be at least a month, 2 months. So that might be the last time you've seen Stevenson this year. And with his value offensively to the Reds and his health being so paramount, I just don't know how you can keep running him out there at catcher. Sort of like what happened to Buster Posey after too long. The Giants had to move him out from behind the plate. It's not fun, but sometimes you have to make those executive decisions for the players themselves. A 2-0, a line drive, diving catch by the second baseman Espinosa. Back to first, double play. 4-3 twin killing. Jones caught off first on that secondary lead. Troutwine hit it on the screws. And just like that, two out here in the sixth inning. Brings up Braylon Manier. It's lined out to center and struck out. Now I feel bad that Stevenson story threw me for a loop there. But the shout out was to the Troutwine family. As Manier a line drive, that one down into center field, a base hit. Third straight game with a knock for the youngest man on Daytona's roster. Tortugas have a two out base runner in the sixth for Yasiel Pino, but got a message from Michael Troutwine's
dad, John. The Troutwine family vacationing now on the Jersey Shore after Michael had a chance to stop on by in the Atlanta area, coming back down after the All-Star break. But not only did Michael and John attend Northwestern, as peddling the shortstop, Rivas with one hand makes the catch above that red cap to end the inning. But Mrs. Troutwine's family, all Penn State alums. And now I got to give Mike the business for leaving out this very important information over the last year. Tortuga strand a man here in the sixth inning. Shout out to the Troutwines listening on the bank to the shore in Jersey to the seventh. Cardinals lead 9-4.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
In the game for Daytona, it is the righty Carson Rudd makes his return to the Jackie Robinson Ballpark mound, and his first pitch of the night taken high for ball one. Chamberlain, Cabell, Mora, heart of the lineup, two up for the Cardinals here in the seventh inning. Chamberlain has reached base twice tonight and has a sac fly. This is a foul tip into Jones's glove. It's 1-1. Chamberlain has tripled and doubled. He's driven in three and scored twice. The 1-1 from the righty. Fastball paints the inside corner at 94. It's 1-2. Rudd, 6'4", 192 pounds, will turn 24 in September from Agoura Hills, California. Undrafted free agent out of Stanford in 2020. A little shrug from Rudd. Now the 1-2 pitch. Chamberlain thought about it. Lays off. It's 2-2. Both these guys may have squared off against one another in the Midwest League earlier this year. Rudd rejoined Daytona from Dayton last Tuesday. 2-2 pitch. Fouled over the press box. Stays at 2-2. Rudd pitched on Friday in the suspended game from Thursday. Gave up two runs on two hits in two innings. Walked three, struck out three. 1-4 record, and 889 ERA between Dayton and Daytona this summer. Is that fastball high at 94? It's a full count. Final line for Juan Abril tonight goes an inning and a third. One run on three hits, a walk, no strikeouts. 30 pitches and 17 strikes. Rudd's payoff pitch on the inside corner. Chamberlain knew it. 94. On the inside, Black, one out here on the top of the seventh inning. Brings up Elijah Cabell. As Homer tonight, struck out and grounded out to first. State League here on this Friday night. Righty offers. That one sails high. It is 1-0. Well, stop if you've heard us say this before. We had it on a pretty much automatic clock. But guess whose game got postponed tonight? You get one guess and one guess only. You can hear David Mandelberg from the Tortuga Clubhouse chiming in. As Cabell takes a strike, it's 1-1. David, our fantastic video coordinator for the Tortugas. But Tampa Tarpons had another game washed out tonight. They were in the lightning delay when our game started. Officially postponed due to wet grounds against Lakeland at George M. Steinbrenner Field. A 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball, 1-2. To the point now with Tampa. How many homestands have they lost? Or how many home games have they lost this year? Number is 8. More than any other team in the league. Is that one high, 2-2. They've lost 8 gates due to rainouts this year. Second closest is Fort Myers, who has 7. Fort Myers historically is usually one of the cities that gets drubbed by rain. That one high and away, ball 3. Feel for our folks down at Tampa. Never a fun thing to deal with, and I think this is the third straight week they have been home as well. Indeed it is. Pitch up and away, ball 4. It's a walk. Cabell earns a free pass. So Tampa and Lakeland are postponed today. This is just sheer curiosity at this point. Dating back to July the 4th, see how many games Tampa has played and have been impacted by weather. They did not play on July the 6th, did not play on July the 7th. Count 0-1 on Sonder Mora has a sack fly, a single, and a walk tonight. Then got postponed again on July the 10th. Got through Tuesday unscathed. All 5 games in the Daytona series, or the last 5 games in the Daytona series, impacted due to rain. So that is 9 games impacted by weather somehow, some way. Without looking at the box score to see delays, is that down and away 1-1? Since July the 4th, so the last 18 days, not even 3 full weeks. 9 games. It's enough to drive someone insane. 1-1. High 2-1. I would say drive someone enough to lose their hair, but I already lost all mine, so that doesn't really work in. One on, one out. Cardinals a 9-4 lead here in the top of the 7th. 2-1 from Rudd. This one hit in the air to center. Back into his left, Castro, backpedaling, makes the catch over his shoulder. Took an awkward route to it, but recovered nicely. Retreating back to first base goes Cabell, 2 out. For the DH, Yon Torres. Infield base hit his last time up, he is 1-for-3. So Tampa and Lakeland washed out. I imagine they'll try and play doubleheader tomorrow. Also comes a certain point, how many doubleheaders can Tampa play? Last month and a half of the season is going to be all doubleheaders. As Torres laid on a fastball up, it's 0-1. Jupiter and St. Lucie, top of the 9th inning. Hammerheads a 9-0 lead. There was surprising and relatively big news around the Hammerheads earlier today. The 0-1 pitch and Torres off the end of the bat. It's 0-2. Khalil Watson, number 16 pick in last year's draft by the Marlins. He was last year in terms of a guy who sort of dropped out of the top 5, top 10. Was taken number 16 overall by the Marlins. Had an up and down start to the season, but had not played since July the 1st. And today was transferred to the Florida Complex League. As that one high, 1-2. Now, the reason why Watson has not played since July the 1st was in that series against the Mets before St. Lucie came to the Jack. Watson was ejected from a ball game. And I don't know if this really went viral all that much. Kind of surprising these days, especially with St. Lucie having MILB TV. This one, a lazy fly ball to left to his right. Troutwine to make the catch. But Watson was called out on strikes with the automated system and proceeded to pretend to shoot the base umpire using his bat as a pretend gun. And I guess the Marlins suspended him from there, did not play at all, was sent home actually before the break. And we'll report to the Complex League team in Jupiter. So who knows if the Tortugas will see him next week at Roger Dean. Roy Garcia coming on. Cardinals a 9-4 lead.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch up on our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Roy Garcia on in relief for the Cardinals here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fidel Castro to lead off. Castro, Callahan, and Leighton, the three due up. And the first pitch fastball hits the bottom inside corner of the strike zone. It is 0-1. Castro 0-2 tonight, a couple of strikeouts. Chases that one in the dirt, it's 0-2. Garcia, the new arm in the game, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. He'll turn 22 next month from Nagua in the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Cardinals in 2017, and he strikes out Castro. Beautiful 11-5 breaking ball. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, 1 out for Garcia in the bottom of the seventh. Brings up Austin Callahan, 1-for-3, as singled tonight, flied out to center his last time. Get you the numbers for Garcia on the year. First, his initial pitch to Callahan, low for ball one. Garcia, his 20th appearance, 19th out of the bullpen. 2-5, a 4.93 ERA, 6-for-9 in save tries. Now one low, 2-1. 34 hits allowed in 34 and two-thirds innings, 19 walks, 44 strikeouts. 2.56 opponent average, 2-0. Now one hops before the plate. Count moves to 3-0. Final line for the starter, Carlos Guarate, bounced back real nice after giving up the 4 runs in the first. 5 straight scoreless innings to close out his night. 3-0. Strike at the knees, it's 3-1. Guarate, 6 innings, 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Did give up the home run to Troutwine. 76 pitches, 53 strikes as Callahan takes low for ball four. Austin on base for the second time tonight as he works a 1-out walk. Sends up Stephen Leighton as a bloop double. He's also flied out to right and struck out looking today. 84 degrees now here in Daytona Beach. Real feel at 91 over at the courthouse across the street. Righty against righty, and Leighton takes a strike. Continuing that look around the FSL tonight, it is now final. Hammerheads a 9-0 winner over the Mets. The 0-1,
Leighton, a tapper towards third. Mora Fields on to second for one. Relay to first by Espinosa. Quick transfer in time to get him. 5-4-3 around the horn double play. Was hit slowly enough that you thought Leighton might beat it out. But a quick transfer from Espinosa at second completes the 5-4-3 twin killing. No runs, no hits, nobody left after the double play to the eighth. Cardinals a 9-4 lead here for the Jack.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in, we're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Carson Rudd out for his second inning of relief. We'll take on 8-9-1 in the Palm Beach order. Cruz, Espinosa, and Rivas. Cardinals a 9-4 lead. Cruz has gone 1-for-3 tonight with a double. And he's laid on a fastball up and in. Count 0-1 here to start the eighth inning. Cruz doubled and scored back in the fifth. Grounded out to second his last time in the fifth as well. The 0-1. Outside corner, a strike. It is 0-2. Cruz, Espinosa, Rivas. Three set to bat as we reach the top of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network, the 0-2. Sails high, 1-2. Continuing our look around the FSL here on this Friday. That game between Jupiter and St. Lucie, the only one that is final, middle of the sixth in Dunedin. As that one high for ball two. Fort Myers a 2-0 lead on the Blue Jays. Both teams into their bullpens there. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball up and in at 95. And Carson Rudd has his second strikeout. Leadoff man retired in the eighth. Sends up Lisandro Espinosa. Had that twilight sky aided triple to lead off in the sixth. Came around to score on another single lost in the sky. They're only in the bottom of the third over in Clearwater. Is that one high, 1-0. Marauders a 3-1 lead on the Threshers. Andrick Nava, a solo home run for Clearwater, his third of the year as Espinosa laid on 94. It's 1-1. Sam Coonrod and Cam Bedrosian made rehab appearances for Clearwater, both throwing a scoreless inning. As Espinosa to a knee to try and hit the breaking ball, comes up empty. And that is the only other game going on in the league tonight with Tampa and Lakeland postponed. 1-2 pitch, struck him out swinging. Stepped in the bucket to try and hit the breaker. Sweeped outside. And Espinosa down on strikes. Two away here in the eighth for Jeremy Rivas. Rivas, 1-for-3, had that bloop RBI single his last time in the sixth, has also walked and scored a run. He is 1-for-3. Another great crowd on hand tonight. As that one is high, 1-0, 2,307. Have made their way out for the first of three games in this series. 1-0. Outside for ball two. Speaking of Daytona baseball and the Florida State League, sad news today. 2-0. Up and in for ball three. Wasn't with the team long, but once a member of the organization, always a member of the organization, right? Well, Dwight Smith Sr. passed away today at the age of 58. As Rivas takes a strike, it's 3-1. Smith finished second in the NL Rookie of the Year voting in 1989, played 8 years in the major leagues, won a World Series with the Braves in 95, the 3-1 high for ball four. And Rivas on with a two-out walk brings up Thomas Francisco, has doubled and walked tonight. Scored a couple of runs, flied out to right his last time. Also spent majority of his career with the Cubs. Also played with the California Angels and the Orioles in the strike-shortened 94 season. But Smith played 5 games in the inaugural season of Daytona Cubs baseball in 1993. Francisco fouls it towards the bleachers. It's 0-1. It's 5-4. Drove in 2 runs with Daytona back in 93 before rejoining the big league club in Chicago. His son, Dwight Jr., played in the big leagues with the Orioles, the 0-1. This one, a tapper off the end of the bat to second. Fielded by Manier. Easy play on a first to end the inning. I do believe Dwight Jr. was in the Reds organization for a period of time as well. Played for the Dunedin Blue Jays. But our thoughts and prayers go out to the Smith family during this trying time. May his memory forever be a blessing. To the bottom of the eighth, Cardinals still lead 9-4 here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Inning. Tortuga is trailing 9-4, 3-4, and 5. Scheduled to bat in the Daytona lineup. Jack Rogers, Michelle Triana, Hayden Jones. 3-2 up in the inning. Rogers has reached base all 3 times tonight. A triple, a single, brought home a run as he's laid on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball. No balls and 1 strike. Take a look at the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight here in the bottom of this 8th inning. The 0-1, Rogers takes another strike. Snapdragon, it's 0-2. Reds at home against the Cardinals. Major League Baseball, Reds a 5-4 lead in the bottom of the 6th inning. We mentioned Tyler Stevenson leaving with an injury, and now Jack Rogers gets drilled. McKeithen can't believe it, but it was a back foot breaking ball that just inconspicuously bounced off the back white cleat of Jack Rogers' left foot. So he's on base for the 4th time today. Brings up Michelle Triana, 0-for-3. Lined into a double, or actually rather grounded out to first. His last time up. Righty against lefty. And Triana chases low. Hits 0-1. Jonathan India, Tyler Stevenson was in the lineup, left with that broken right clavicle early in that game. Nick Senzel also in the lineup as Daytona alums. It's a ground ball past the diving glove of Francisco to his right, a base hit. On his way to third, Rogers, he'll be waved, now held up late by Lenny Harris. Throw cut off by the mound by Francisco, the first baseman. It's a double for Michelle Triana. And Daytona with second and third and nobody out. Ninth two-bagger for the Cuban-born infielder this season. Expected Rogers to get the stop sign at third, came late. And right as Michelle Triana picks up a double, the setup second and third with nobody out. Speaking of that Reds-Cardinals game, Tyler Naquin just unleashed a two-run triple. Cincinnati now leads St. Louis 7-4. Foul back 0-1, and in the last 3 seconds, Donovan Solano has lifted a sacrifice fly to right. Make it. Jones has singled and walked tonight. 1-for-2. The 0-1. Line foul. Past the third base bleachers, it's 0-2. Rever San Martin tired the only batter he faced, Tortuga alum, out of the bullpen. Donovan Solano has a two-run homer, his second. Joey Votto, a solo blast, his seventh. It's time called. Paul Goldschmidt, two-run homer for the Cardinals, his 21st. Adam Wainwright roughed up for 7 runs tonight. The 0-2 struck him out swinging. Fastball under the hands at 94. Garcia has his second strikeout tonight. One away in the eighth for Michael Trautwein. Lined into a double play his last time, 1-for-3. Tommy Edman, Nolan Gorman, Dylan Carlson, Lars Nootbaar, the Palm Beach alums in the St. Louis lineup tonight. As Trautwein swings through that fastball off the outside corner at 94, it's 0-1. Triple-A Louisville at home against the Nashville Sounds. They trail 8-6 in the top of the seventh inning. Lejo Lopez, a solo home run of his third. This one stung on the ground a second. Fielded by Espinosa, throw on to first in time. Scoring from third is Rogers. To third goes Triana. Michael Trautwein with his career-high third RBI of the night. And Daytona has cut the deficit to 9-5. Fifth RBI of the year for Trautwein. Man at third, two out for Braylon Menier. Lined a single to center his last time, 1-for-3. And this one rolled over foul. First base line, it is 0-1. Jose Barrero, Lorenzo Cedrola, TJ Friedl joining Lopez in the AAA lineup tonight. Jared Solomon has come on, Tortuga alum in relief. He's had a tough night at the ballpark against the Brewers Farm Club. Runner at third, the 0-1. And Menier out in front. Off-speed pitch, 0-2. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Tennessee Smokies. Bottom of the fifth, Cubs affiliate. Chattanooga trailing 6-2. Alex McGarry, former Tortuga, a solo home run is 11th. As Menier strikes out for strike three. Fastball off the outer half at 93. And Garcia picks up a couple strikeouts in the eighth. But Daytona adds a run on a hit. One man left, eight innings complete. Cardinals a 9-5 lead on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated Saks After a Day at the Beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views,
We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Carson Rudd out for his third inning of relief as he moved to the top of the ninth inning. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. Aaron McKeith in one for four tonight. 3-4 and 5 set to bat for the Cardinals in the inning. Daytona does have Brett Lockwood up and throwing in left in case Rudd's pitch count gets too high. Nearing 40 on the night as McKeithen takes a strike. Chest high, it's 0-1. We're giving you a look around the out-of-town scoreboard. And the Reds organization today is that outside 1-1. Last told you about Double-A Chattanooga. They have scored four runs now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Trailed 6-2. They're now behind 6-5. 1-1 pitch. High for ball two. Probably the biggest story within the Reds organization during the All-Star break. Not even the draft. It is Ellie De La Cruz. Tortuga alum getting transferred to Double-A Chattanooga earlier today as McKeithen hits one in the air to center. Castro waiting, now drifting back. And he'll make the catch with two hands. One out in the ninth inning. Chamberlain has tripled, doubled, has a sac fly and three RBIs tonight. De La Cruz batting second at shortstop. 0-for-3 with a strikeout in his Double-A debut. Joined by Alan Cerda, Ivan Johnson, and Alex McGarry as Daytona alums in the lineup. More good news in terms of the Reds organization with injuries. As Chamberlain swings through a breaking ball, 0-1. We mentioned Jay Allen, reinstated off the injured list earlier today, had been out of the lineup with a right oblique strain. Matt McClain, the Reds' other first-round pick from last year, activated off the IL today as well. At Double-A, he was dealing with a wrist issue. There's a strike up in the zone, 0-2. He's batting third, DHing tonight, 0-for-2 with a run scored. Well, great to see McClain and Ellie De La Cruz both healthy and playing together in the same infield. Now one up and away. It's 1-2 on Chamberlain. Bases empty, one out. Top of the ninth. Cardinals a 9-5 lead. Connor Curless, Tortuga alum, made the start at Double-A tonight. 1-2. And this one a swing and a miss. They say the ball was not caught by Jones. Was not a foul ball. And all the way to first base safely is Chamberlain. Tortuga fans saying it should have been ruled a foul ball, but it'll be a drop third strike that allows the runner to reach. Here with one out in the ninth inning. So Rudd will get credit for his fourth strikeout. The Cardinals have one on with one out for Elijah Cabell. Well, we mentioned that the lookouts have pulled to within one. They have now tied it. Six all in the bottom of the fifth. Nick Quintana with a game-tying double at Double-A. High A Dayton at home against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps Padres affiliate. Righty against righty. Rudd misses down and away. 4-1. Dayton and Fort Wayne tied at three. Tin Caps have scored three in the seventh to tie it. Rudd's 1-0. High for ball two. Tyler Callahan, Daniel Veohin, Ruben Ibarra, Austin Hendrick, Jose Torres, Justice Thompson. Daytona alums in the high A lineup today. Christian Roa made the start. Vin Timpanelli came on in relief. 2-0.
There's a fastball strike at 93. It's 2-1. Dominican Summer League Reds played earlier today on the road against the Brewers' first team. Team with a 12-2-9 inning win. One on, one out. 2-1 pitch. Outside for, called strike. Benefit of the doubt for Rudd. It's 2-2. DSL Reds got a three-run homer from their third baseman, Luis Reyes, today, his first of the year at four RBIs. Also a good performance on the mound. Three shutout innings, six strikeouts for Cristian Galindo. 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Painted the back, the black beautifully, I should say, for Rudd. And he has another K to add to his total tonight. That is five, and with his pitch count up at 50, even though there is two out in the top of the ninth, Cookie Dawkins out of the third base dugout, and will bring in the side-arming righty, Brett Lockwood. One on, two out, top of the ninth. Cardinals a four-run lead. Lockwood to face Mora when we come back. Keep it locked in right here on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return at Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a three-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobbleheads giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the three-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Base. Tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Brett Lockwood coming on out of the bullpen with one on and two out here in the top of the ninth inning. Lockwood, 6'3", 223 pounds, 25 years old from Temecula, California, undrafted free agent signee in 2020 out of Kansas State University in the Big 12. Lockwood making his 15th appearance, 1-1, a 4.61 ERA. 37 hits allowed at 27 in a third innings, 12 walks, 20 strikeouts. Mora is 1-for-2 tonight with a sacrifice fly and a walk. And he takes low for ball one. Mora lined out to center his last time. Lockwood's 1-0. Fouled off the hands, it's 1-1. Daytona will have 8-9-1 due up in the bottom of the ninth. Presumably against the righty Roy Garcia. No action in the Cardinals' right field bullpen as we speak. Lockwood's 1-1. There's a wave and a foul tip into the glove of Jones. Chased one outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Carson Rudd still responsible for the runner at first. 1-2 pitch. This one a tapper to the right. Jogs back towards first, steps on the square. And Lockwood strands the man to end the inning. No runs, no hits. One left on the walk. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Tortugas have a little bit of magic brewing in them. They need four to tie and five to walk it off. They trail 9-5 here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Yasiel Pino to lead off for Daytona here in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch breaking ball causes him to duck out of the way. It is one and double tonight. Daytona, only one run for them since the four-run first. And Pino takes outside. Count moves to 2-0. As the catcher, McKeithen, will jog out to the mound and talk with Garcia. Series continues tomorrow. Will be an action-packed night again at the ballpark. Going to want to get here early. Our first bobblehead night of the season. First 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Sheldon bobbleheads giveaway as a part of Sheldon's birthday bash. We'll have other mascots out here as part of the fun and celebration. The 2-0, low for ball three. We'll have food and drink specials here tomorrow night as well. A non-alcoholic key lime style celebration punch. There'll be an alcoholic version available at the beer corner down the right field line as Pino takes a strike. It's 3-1. Thought he had ball four. There's another strikeout or half. It's a full count. Also have birthday funnel fries on the menu in the concession stands along with Sheldon's Delight ice cream. Is that one outside, ball four, and now Pino has worked a leadoff walk here to start the ninth inning. Sends up Fidel Castro, 0-3. Struck out all three times. Also be Healthcare Heroes Night, City of Deltona Night, and a Bark in the Park Night featuring a doggy yogurt available at the main concession stands featuring bananas, peanut butter, and plain yogurt. So food and drink specials for you and your four-legged furry friend tomorrow. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Fidel Castro will not be the batter here. Jamal O'Gwin has grabbed a bat and will pinch here, hit here with nobody out and one on in the ninth. And he takes up and in for ball one. O'Gwin picked up a base hit against his college teammate Chandler Champlain on Sunday. Hitting 229 in 60 games. Team high 14 double. RBIs as this one pulled foul. Third base side towards Daytona's bullpen. It's 1-1. The gates open at 6. Our coverage 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50. 7:05 first toss will be the lefty Alex Cornwell. For the Cardinals through 8 innings against Daytona, his last time against them. That outside 2-1. Cornwell 3-3, a 4.89 ERA. Jose Franco, the Florida State League leader in strikeouts per nine, will get the ball for Daytona, 1-5, a 4.76 ERA. 2-1. And O'Gwin takes a called strike. Much to his chagrin, it's 2-2.
Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Cardinals a 9-5 lead. One on, nobody out. The 2-2. Breaking ball spins in there. Strike three call. Took a gnarly turn towards the middle of the plate last second. And O'Gwynn down on strikes for the first down here in the ninth inning. Fourth K for Garcia. Back to the top of the order in Austin Callahan. Only score we never told you about was in the Arizona Complex League. Reds taking on the Brewers blue team today. It's that one outside 1-0. ACL Reds a 5-0 first inning lead. Johnny Ascanio has a two-run double. This one in the dirt. McKeithen goes forward. Ball rolls behind him all the way to the backstop, breaking towards third, Pino, and he's going to be there standing. First to third goes Pino on a wild pitch. Count 2-0 on the batter, Callahan. Well, the Tortugas have a man at third and one out. Sebastian Almonte, Brian Ray, a couple of Tortuga alums in the ACL lineup. Juan Martinez getting the start for the ACL team. Tied for first place in their division in the Complex League, 2-0. Callahan, a foul ball to the Meshnetic. Two balls and one strike. Runner at third, one out. Daytona trailing by four here in the ninth. A pitch. Up and away for ball three. Reminder, fans, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead at tomorrow night. The 3-1 down and in ball four. Second walk issued by Garcia in the inning. Daytona all of a sudden has the tying run on deck. As here is the second baseman, actually the shortstop tonight, Stephen Layton. Layton 1-for-4 with a double. Giovanni Carrara back out of the first base dugout to have a chat with the righty. Cardinals bullpen beginning to come to life down the right field line. That appears to be Andrew Marrero, who is starting it to get warm for the Cardinals in case he is needed. This now a safe situation with the tying run on deck. Brief conversation between the former Major League arm and the Cardinal infield, Carrara. Former Cincinnati Red, played 10 games with them in 96 and 97. Played for the Dunedin Blue Jays in this league in 92 and 93. So, men at the corners and one out for Layton. Four. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch, Layton attacks. It fouls it to the screen. It's 0-1. And a big three-run homer in the sixth on Sunday gave Daytona a brief lead for Tampa Rally to walk it off. Pino at third, Callahan at first. And time called at home plate. Crowd of over 2,300 here in Daytona Beach tonight. The 0-1. Pop up. Foul ground, first base side. Francisco McKeithen over. Francisco calling for it. It's over his head and lands safely on the turf. It's just a strike. It's 0-2. And we talked about Rogers in the Daytona infield having trouble with some pop flies in right field tonight. This time it was the Cardinals in foul ground along the first base side, having some trouble there too. Count is 0-2, but Layton gets another chance. Garcia delivers outside. Big arcing breaking ball. It's 1-2. Cardinals, 9 runs, 10 hits. No errors, 6 left. Daytona, 5 runs on 9 hits. No errors. They have left 5 tonight. 1-2 pitch outside. It's even at 2-2. Garcia up over 40 pitches in relief today. Season high for him is 60 back on June the 21st. 2-2 pitch, and Leighton grabs just barely a piece. Remains in there with a 2-ball, 2-strike count. Couple of walks have put men on base for Daytona here in the ninth. 2-2. Leighton swings and a drive to left. Back goes Chamberlain. Warning track leaps at the wall, and that one is home run, Stephen Leighton. And with one swing of the bat, it's a one-run game, 9-8. Here with one down in the ninth. Eighth home run of the year for Stephen. RBIs 26, 27, and 28. 93 off the bat, 377 feet. And the Tortugas have clawed back from 5 down. The deficit is to a measly run. Jack Rogers coming to the plate as the game's tying run. Has yet to be retired tonight. A triple, a single, a walk, and a hit by pitch score Daytona's most recent run last inning on a ground out. Garcia will stay on, and his first pitch to Rogers inside, 1-0. Daytona has one walk-off win this year. It was against the Cardinals back in May on a solo home run by Michelle Triana near the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0. Outside and low ball two. And wouldn't you know, it is Michelle Triana waiting on deck. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball darting down and in. It's 2-1. Rogers sitting on that 2-0 fastball. Didn't expect it to have as much movement as it did. Bases empty, one out. 3-in for Daytona in the ninth. And time called. A pitch clock violation on the pitcher, and that's ball three. Garcia tried asking for time, but it was too late. And now Garcia in danger of walking the tying run on base to bring the winning run to the plate. What a time for the game's first automatic ball. 3-1 on Big Jack Rogers. Garcia fires, and Rogers' eyes lit up on that fastball up. But a foul tip into the glove of McKeith, and it's a full count. 3 runs in for Daytona on one hit here in the ninth. It is a 9-8 Cardinal lead. Righty ready. Payoff pitch. This is a ground ball. Line drive actually back up the middle. Off the glove of Garcia. Deflects to second. Espinosa on the ricochet gets him. Happened so quickly. Was a line drive back to the box. Not a ground ball. Guarded it with his glove. And Lisandro Espinosa has made a couple of really nice plays at second base tonight. You read his scouting reports. Bat first, second baseman. But he has made a couple of dazzling plays with a glove today. None bigger than that one there to retire Rogers for the second out here in the ninth. 1-4-3 the putout. Brings up Michelle Triana, who takes inside for ball one. Triana doubled his last time up, was stranded at third last inning. Garcia from the windup, the 1-0. Misses outside ball two. Hayden Jones, the catcher, is on deck. Thrilling one here to start the homestand tonight. Coming down to the last out. And the last batter, the 2-0. Triana pulls his head out. Chase that one down and in. It's 2-1.
Second straight batter. The swing through a 2-0 fastball from Garcia. The 2-1. Chase that one in the dirt, and the Tortugas down to their final strike. Couple of walks and a three-run home run by Layton has pulled Daytona within one. But Garcia a pitch away from getting out of it. The 2-2 sails high. It's a full count. Roddy ready. The payoff pitch. This one pulled on the ground towards the Cardinal bullpen. We'll do it once more. Garcia at 57 pitches tonight. We mentioned his season high is 60. Another 3-2, and this one on the ground off the hands to second. Fielded to his left, Espinosa. Throw to first in time, and that'll do it as the Cardinals hang on to win it by a final score tonight. Palm Beach 9 and Daytona 8. An exciting, fun game here to open up the homestand. Valiant comeback by Daytona late. The Cardinals nothing in the first. Come roaring back, score 9 straight runs from the second through the sixth inning. And are able to hang on after a last gasp rally by Daytona to take the opening game of this 3-game set tonight. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Cardinals win it 9-8. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a week and a half hiatus, your Tortugas return to Jackie Robinson Ballpark on Friday, July 22nd for a 3-game series of the Palm Beach Cardinals. Come find your Lost Shaker of Salt as we open up our homestand with our second Margaritaville night of the season. Players and coaches will don specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off online during the campaign. Fans are advised to come out early for another Friday night happy hour and pregame music along the Riverwalk courtesy of Mike and Vin. Arrive early as well on Saturday, July 23rd for our first bobblehead night of the season. The first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a limited edition Sheldon Handstand Bobblegs giveaway. It'll also be Healthcare Heroes Night with special discounts for medical professionals and a Bark in the Park night with $2 pooch passes for your furry friends. We wrap up the 3-game set on Sunday with Salute to Parents Night, as well as honoring America's favorite mascot on Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases, presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Well, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Well, this one was exciting down to the very last pitch tonight, but the Cardinals able to stave off a late ninth inning rally by Daytona as they take the opening game of this series 9-8 with the win. The Cardinals improving to 13-9 in the second half. 43-43, back to 500 overall. Daytona falling to 7-14 in the second half. 36-50 on the year. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Started off beautifully for Daytona. Tanner Cooper against Carlos Guarate out of the gates. And scoreless game going to the bottom of the first. With one out, Stephen Layton dunked a double into shallow right and quickly scored on a triple into the right center field gap by Jack Rogers. After Michelle Triana struck out, Hayden Jones had an RBI single, and a two-run home run by Michael Troutwine gave Daytona a 4-0 first inning lead. But Palm Beach would start chipping away in the second. Matt Chamberlain led off the inning with a triple, scored on a one-out sac fly to right by Sonder Mora. In the fourth, the Cardinals picked up two. Thomas Francisco doubled, moved to third on a ground out, scored on a Matt Chamberlain sack, a 432-foot blast beyond the center field wall. His fifth home run of the year caught the Cardinals' deficit down to one, made it 4-3. And then in the fifth, against Daytona's bullpen, the Cardinals took the lead for good. Addison Cruz doubled to left to lead off the inning, moved to third on a wild pitch after Espinosa struck out. A wild pitch allowed him to score and tie the game. Then Jeremy Rivas walked. Thomas Francisco walked. And then Aaron McKeithen, an RBI single to left, gave it a 5-4 Cardinal lead. And then Matt Chamberlain had a two-run double to left center, made it 7-4. He would later score on a wild pitch, made it a 8-4 Palm Beach lead. In the sixth, they would add another. Lisandro Espinosa led off the inning with a triple that was lost in the twilight sky. He would then score on a single by Rivas that was also lost in the lights here in Daytona, made it a 9-4 game. Stayed that way until the bottom of the eighth inning. Jack Rogers was hit by a pitch to start the frame, moved to third on a Triana double, would score on a one-out ground out by Michael Troutwine. And then in the ninth, Yasiel Pino walked, went first to third on a wild pitch. And after a one-out walk to Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton clubbed a three-run home run to left. Jack Rogers and Michelle Triana would make out to end the ballgame as the Cardinals win it tonight by a final of 9-8. Winning pitcher Carlos Guarate proves to 5-4, four runs, eight hits in six innings, walked two, struck out five. Hunter Park suffers his fifth straight loss. Two-thirds of an inning, five runs all earned on three hits, two walks and a strikeout. Roy Garcia threw the final three innings to pick up the save. His seventh did give up four runs on two hits, though. In three innings, walked three, struck out four tonight. Final line score, Cardinals 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left six. Daytona 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left five. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 29 minutes at 307. Here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark tonight. As for the out-of-town scoreboard here across the FSL and pro baseball, Tampa and Lakeland postponed due to wet grounds. I imagine they will play a doubleheader tomorrow or will attempt to at George M. Steinbrenner Field, but who knows with the amount of rainouts Tampa has dealt with in the last 3 weeks. Jupiter shuts out St. Lucie 9-0, bottom of the eighth. It is Fort Myers leading Dunedin 3-2, and top of the sixth in Clearwater, Threshers 6, and the Marauders 5. Reds affiliate scoreboard starting at the major league level, going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Reds a 9-5 lead on the Cardinals. Jonathan India has homered for the Redlegs. Triple-A Louisville trailing the Nashville Sounds. Brewers affiliate 9-6, bottom eight. Double-A Chattanooga trailing the Tennessee Smokies. Cubs affiliate 9-6, top seven. Ellie De La Cruz 0-4 in his Double-A debut tonight. High A Dayton, bottom of the eighth inning. They lead the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Padres affiliate 5-3. Matt Nelson has just hit a go-ahead two-run home run, his sixth of the year. DSL Reds a 12-2 winner on the road against the Brewers first team earlier today. And the ACL Reds have a 5-3 lead on the Brewers blue squad in the bottom of the first out in Arizona. As for Major League Baseball here on this Friday night, starting at Philadelphia. Phillies trailing the Cubs 7-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Bottom nine in Pittsburgh, Marlins 8, and the Pirates 1. Yankees lead the Orioles 7-3, top of the seventh It is the Mets behind the Padres 3-0 in Queens. How about this score in Boston? The Blue Jays have put up three touchdowns, three extra points, and two safeties. They lead the Red Sox 25-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Blue Jays have scored in every half inning tonight, including seven in the third, 11 in the and there have been 25 RBIs for all 25 runs the Blue Jays have scored today. Top of the sixth inning in Atlanta, Braves and Angels are scoreless. Shohei Ohtani against Charlie Morton. Bottom of the fourth in Kansas City, Rays lead the Royals 5-1. Drew Rasmussen against Brad Keller. Middle of the fourth in Chicago, Guardians 6, White Sox 2. Cal Quantrill against Jimmy Lambert. Bottom of the fourth in Milwaukee, Brewers 3, Rockies 2. Corbin Burns against Antonio Senzatella. Just underway in Arizona, Diamondbacks and Nationals scoreless. Patrick Corbin against Zach Gallen. A's and Rangers scoreless bottom one as well. Sam Howard against Cole Irvin. Top of the first in Seattle. Start at 10-10. Marco Gonzalez against Jose Urquidy. Mariners and Astros and the Dodgers will host the Giants also at 10-10. Tyler Anderson against Logan Webb. Our series continues tomorrow. First 1,000 fans through the gates. We'll get a Sheldon bobblegs giveaway as a part of Sheldon's birthday bash. We'll have other mascots out here as part of the fun as well. Food and drink specials at the concession stands. Bark in the Park night, Healthcare Heroes night, City of Deltona night as well will be the Tortugas strikeout leader, the league leader in strikeouts per nine, Jose Franco for Daytona tomorrow, 1-5, a 4.76 ERA. He'll go against the lefty Alex Cornwell. 3-3 record, a 4.89 ERA. Our coverage will begin 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:50. Gates open at 6 o'clock, leading up to the 7:05 first toss right here from the Jack. That'll do it for us here tonight as Palm Beach holds on to take the opening game of this series 9-8. For our guests tonight, Kevin and Sue Edwards, our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, the birthday girl up here in the press box tonight, Stephanie Jaworski. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Jackie Robinson by a final of 9-8. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow evening for more fun and excitement here by the world's most famous beach. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.